neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
As you informed, Moshe Abraham Shalom was not a smooth talker. So that was one of the excuses that he didn't want to go to save Am Yisrael. So, Kevat Pe Anochi, I cannot speak Salis. You know what Salis means? Yeah? Right, smoothly, soft. So now the question that is asked, was it a hard thing for Moshe Abraham Shalom to ask Ribono Shel Olam, Ella Refana Li? He said about his sister, no? Ella Refana La. So he would say, Kel Na Refana Li, no? He would do Tefillah, Refaino Hashem in Rafe, Shamar Oleino, he did some Mizmorim, Tehilim, no? So how come he didn't do it? The judgment?
Yeah.
What did he do? He said, Lashon Hara
about Moshe Rabbeinu? He had dropped the milk of the Batia.
Okay.
So that was the...
Hashem punished him?
I guess, yeah.
Well, how did he become not smooth talker? What happened? What happened?
Like in pure.
No, what happened exactly?
He was tested.
Okay. He picked up the coal.
He put the coal for the
Ah, very nice. He grabbed the zoral. He grabbed the coal and put it in his mouth. Was it a good point for him or?
Yeah.
Right. So he picked it and put it in his mouth. Was it good or not?
Good.
What was the other option? What was he supposed to take?
The crown.
The crown of the Paro. Right. So that's why they informed Paro that he's a troublemaker, he's against you. So was that a miracle or not a miracle?
It was a miracle.
So now it's good that always you remember the miracle. Is not good to remember a miracle. No, don't answer. Do we remember miracles or not?
We do not.
Do we remember miracles?
We remember.
We do not remember. Ay, ay, ay. Why don't we remember a miracle?
Because we have a short memory. We don't remember the upsetting things, not so much the great things that Hashem has done.
Why don't we remember? I don't know, ask them. You didn't say anything. He's asking, why don't we remember a miracle? But the point out of here is, what's the point that people forget? Like, let's say 10 years ago, let's say they needed money, right? They want to buy a house, they want to buy a car, they want to, you know, have the children get married. Was that Shemor Amor?
Amen.
So now they have money, all of a sudden, you know, Jew shot, huh? Do they remember it?
No,
they don't remember it. Why? Because the problem here is we are demanding. We want more and more and more and more. That was now is Kuchulu, is a smile, finish. That's it. I want a bigger one.
What was yesterday was yesterday.
That's it. Now you want today, one bigger today. Yeah. Yesterday is the mode. It's gone. So now you want bigger mode.
You know what's the mode mean?
So So now here, unbelievable insight. Here, Moshe Abraham Shalom could request from Ribono Shel Olam, Kena Refana Li. He said, no, I'm not going to do this. Why? Because he didn't want to forget the
miracle.
He wanted to always remember how Hashem saved them from big danger. You know what that is? He was not able to speak. He told Hashem, I cannot go and speak, you know, in front of a king. So why don't you pray for yourself? He said, no, it's not worth it. To be kavad peh is nothing to compare to remember the nisim that Hashem did for me. Now, The question is, why Yitzhak Abinu Shalom was blind in the end of his life? How did he become blind?
He asked Hashem to be...
By Malachim that they cry.
By the angels, yeah. They cry. Oh. So now, could he pray for himself to be able to see?
Yes.
So why didn't he pray? How did he become blind? By the tears of angels.
Yes.
Why did the angels cry for him?
They don't want to see him die.
Now it's more than that. I'll tell you what it is.
Remember the time that he was on the Mizbeah?
Yes. Okay.
Hashem,
okay. Right. I'll tell you what exactly happened. You know what Aqidah means? Aqidah? Persian, they call it Aqd. You know, when two people go under the chuppah, they time together. They call it Aqd. It's from Aqidah. Did you know that?
No.
So now you know. So Aqidah Yitzhak, Hashem tied his feet and his hand. Why? Because Yitzhak Avinu said, I don't want to move. Because if I move and you're just about to slaughter me, I might move and I become blemish. And I would not be a kosher sacrifice. So now, listen to this. Mirai says, so now all of a sudden, Vayad Etayin, he noticed a goat that is stuck to the in the bush. So what happened now? So what do you do now? So Avraham Avinu sees the ayin that is prepared. So now he goes toward it. So what was he just about to do? Abraham. Yeah, well, what is, so now he has a replacement. What is he going to do?
Untie.
Untie Hazakim Baruch. So now, just why to untie Yitzhak Avinu? What does Yitzhak Avinu say?
No.
Why no?
Go bring the animal first.
No, the Malach already said, you know, Atay Yadati Ki Yere Elokim Atay. You know, you're God fearing. So what does Yitzhak say?
Did he? Go catch the animal before it runs away.
No, what was he
say? Kosher for the He thought he was not kosher enough for the
Who is not kosher? Yitzhak not kosher? No, Yitzhak doesn't go run anymore.
Same like Salah.
No, he's not. No, he's exempt. He got a Mu'afi. That's it.
We think
he wants to have the covenant with Hashem.
He knows that he saw that there's a
No. You have to focus.
Exactly.
No, you have to focus what makes the angel emotional. Not just like simple things. It has to be something very, very, very emotional that makes a malach cry. How did they cry? Listen to this. So now, Shalom just about to untie. So Rabino, why? Because there's a replacement. He's having to say, no, Abba, you cannot untie me. So why? You know, we have replacement. He said, no. First go check, see if the ayil, because he got cut in the bush, is it kosher or not? If the ayil is kosher, then you can untie me. But if the ayil is not kosher, then I have to be sacrificed. Malachim hear this, see, look at this. If you would see such a case, you would run. Tied up, I run home. Here is Avinu says, no, you cannot untie me. Because we have to make sure that the ayin is kosher. Yitzhak Avinu Alav Shalom, all his life went through the pain. Why? Esav, he didn't see what he's doing. But he preferred that always remember this incident that the Malachim, the crying and the tears of the Malachim, they made him blind and would not forget the miracle that happened to him. And that's what Moshe Abinu Alav Shalom exactly did. Kevat Peh, all his life went through this blemish way of being able to speak, but he didn't want to forget for 1 second that what Hashem did for him. And that's what exactly is that Hashem, the task of this Chodesh, Chodesh Adar, and Chag Purim is all about. that we should not forget the same way that Ibn Sholam saved us from the Haman, he is going to save us from all the Hamanim, Bekarov, Bezad Hashem, and he's going to be Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot, Bezad Hashem, and Geula Shelema, Amen.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.